Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two teenagers have been killed on the island of Ireland in the past 24 hours as a result of road traffic collisions, one in Derry and one in Waterford. Coleman Legal, the organisation who are taking legal action on behalf of homeowners affected by defective concrete, have confirmed they are taking up a new case. The Donegal Garda Division is seeing major changes from the autumn, and the Ceann Comhairle threatened to suspend the Dáil this afternoon as things came to a head between Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport. Two teenagers have died on the island of Ireland in the past 24 hours as the result of road traffic collisions. A boy has passed away after a quad bike crash in County Derry on Tuesday morning. 14-year-old Isaac Roxborough from Burnfoot Dungiven died from his injuries in hospital yesterday. PSNI are again appealing for information in relation to the single vehicle collision that happened shortly before 11:30 a.m. on the Ballygodden Road. It's in a meticulous investigation to establish the circumstances of the incident. Police ask anyone who noticed the red Honda quad in the area to call 101. Meanwhile, a second teenager has died and another is seriously injured after a crash involving an e-scooter in Waterford City. It happened on the Cork Road at 2:10 this morning when the scooter they were travelling on collided with a bus. One of the teenage boys was pronounced dead at the scene. The second was taken to hospital with serious injuries and the bus driver was not hurt. Coleman Legal, the organisation who are taking legal action on behalf of homeowners affected by defective concrete, have confirmed they are taking up a new case. It's been confirmed today that they have successfully applied to have proceedings against the Minister for Housing and the Irish State admitted to the Commercial Division of the High Court. The new claim involving 75 affected homeowners in Donegal seeks to hold the Irish state liable for failing to properly implement European oversight and regulatory reporting rules on construction products. These cases are separate from and in addition to existing Coleman Legal Group litigation against Cassidy Brothers, Donegal County Council and the National Standards Authority of Ireland. Meanwhile, there have been calls for a revised 100% defective blocks redress scheme for Donegal homeowners. Speaking in the Dáil today, Sinn Féin TD Padraig McLaughlin raised the question to Taoiseach Micheál Martin directly. The Donegal TD says the current scheme isn't working.
I can tell you, and you know this, that most families in Donegal, I can speak with authority about that, cannot access the scheme because they'll have to find between 50,000 and 150,000 euro to avail of the scheme. There's been packed rooms and public meetings, two in Donegal, one in Mayo. The scheme isn't working. Will you now ensure that, like what happened for Pyrite, for over 3,000 families in Dublin and North Leinster who got 100% redress, will you now deliver a scheme that's genuine 100% redress for families in Donegal, Mayo, Sligo and right down the west of Ireland?
In response, the Taoiseach says the current scheme is seeing results.
It is a huge scheme. And the allocation that has been committed to this by government is enormous. That's just a fact. I'm not giving impressions that the scale of this is such. And I do understand fully the plight of many, many householders whose houses essentially, for quite a number, uninhabitable and real distress caused and anxiety caused as a result of the mica. But there's been a number of refinements of the scheme. I mean, the scheme has replaced the scheme that you would have earlier supported, the first scheme. This scheme is significantly better than that scheme. My understanding is a lot of people are now benefiting, are applying to the scheme, are participants in the scheme, and are getting their houses refurbished. I asked the Minister for Housing again for an update in respect of you raising the question today.
The Donegal Garda Division is seeing major changes from the autumn. Services will soon be managed from Letterkenny and Ballyshannon, effectively creating a Donegal North Division encompassing the Inishowen Peninsula, Letterkenny and Milford districts. The rest of the county will be the Donegal South Division. With the handing over of Milford District headquarters to Letterkenny, fears have been propelled that the station will no longer operate on a 24-hour basis. Former President of the Garda Representative Association, Garda Brendan O'Connor, says too few resources are being spread too thinly.
the experience in Donegal of the removal of the stalls at district headquarters has led to less visibility and less guards in communities. So I know the word, some people would argue that the word downgrading is inappropriate, but let's be realistic. It is a form of downgrading. And when Milford was at its strongest, it wasn't covering the parts of West Donegal like Dunloe and Bunbeg, which were under the old Glenties district. But also we have to remember that stations like Kerrykeel, Carrigart, Kilmacrennan, Churchill all had their own autonomous stations there and guard stations. So now what we have is a skeleton crew in Milford covering a massive geographical area. Those stations are not manned, only on an occasional basis. Now, people would say the old model is broken, it's archaic, it's ancient. It actually worked pretty well, and a lot of the guards that I speak to would say that even the downgrades in recent times have seen a dilution of service. So certainly, we don't have the confidence. Also, when this model was first rolled out and we were told that we were going to be joined with Sligo, which thankfully common sense would say that wouldn't work, the model that was unveiled in that time was three functional areas for Donegal. And now the kind of logic, or it hasn't been said officially, but is, look, you're getting to stay on your own as a division and keep a chief superintendent. Make do with two. This is the compromise. Make do with two functional areas. But the geography of Donegal hasn't changed because we're no longer going in with two divisions. So certainly, we just think it's fewer resources spread more thinly. And there is there's guidelines for how many, particularly inspectors, are required to make this model work. We don't have them in Donegal.
In what could be described as a weekly occurrence, the Ceann Comhairle threatened to suspend the Dáil this afternoon as things came to a head between Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. It was during leaders' questions where the pair came to blows over disagreement on housing policy. The Taoiseach claimed that houses on Oscar Traynor Road in Dublin can see the price significantly lowered by using a cost rental housing scheme. Deputy Doherty claimed that he was misleading the Dáil. Deputy Doherty then rose to his feet, leading to Ceann Comhairle Sean O'Farrell calling for order.
We don't need anything from the government side. We want an end to your strategic heckling. Please, let's conduct ourselves with a bit of decorum. Deputy Jed Nash, resume your seat. Resume your seat. No, there's no points of order on leaders' questions. Resume your seat. No, resume your seat. Resume your seat. Resume your seat.
But I would like to know, at some stage after leaders' questions, when the Taoiseach deliberately misleads the House, what
do not accuse the opposition have? Do not accuse. Do not accuse a colleague of deliberately misleading.
Oh, I am accusing him. I am absolutely fully accusing him.
All right.
Of deliberately.
The way that should be done. The way that should be done, if you wish to go down that road, is by way of formal motion, not by way of accusation on the floor of the House. So, if you have a motion you want to table, table the motion.
I'm not
now,
making an accusation. I'm
please. We're going to hear Deputy Nash. Deputy Nash,
would you be completely dishonest?
I tell you what. If there's one, excuse me. I will suspend the House if this continues. I'll suspend the House. Please don't make me do that. Deputy Nash, please.
Two drivers were arrested on suspicion of drug driving by Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit last night. The first driver to be arrested tested positive for cocaine. Meanwhile, the second driver tested positive for cocaine, cannabis and methamphetamine. It also transpired that the second driver was disqualified from driving. Court proceedings will now follow. Unions representing Aer Lingus pilots will meet to consider an escalation in industrial action after talks with the airline broke down this afternoon. Aer Lingus is currently carrying out an assessment of how many additional flights need to be cancelled beyond Tuesday as the standoff continues in the pay row. Andrew Louth reports.
Despite both Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association initially being hopeful of progress, it appears both sides are now further apart than they were this morning. IALPA says it moved on its nearly 24% pay claim, which Aer Lingus says was minimal. The sticking point appears to be demands from Aer Lingus for increased productivity and flexibility beyond a 12.25% pay rise, something IALPA says it doesn't have a mandate for. Aer Lingus Chief Corporate Affairs Officer Donal Moriarty says that needs to change.
They need to revisit their mandate and get the flexibility within their mandate to talk about the very things that can resolve this dispute.
IALPA claims Aer Lingus has escalated the situation, partly by not allowing pilots to enter airline lounges. President Captain Mark Tai says the union will consider its next steps later.
At the moment we have an 8-hour stoppage, and an escalation will be anywhere between an 8-hour stoppage and a full all-out. That's the range, that's option. I'm not saying for a minute that it's going to be one or the other.
The indefinite work to rule by pilots will continue, as will the 8-hour stoppage on Saturday. 270 Aer Lingus flights have been cancelled up as far as next Tuesday, with the airline now assessing how many more will be called off beyond that. Andrew Lyard at Dublin Airport.
There has been calls for apprentices from Donegal to be trained locally. Deputy Thomas Pringle told the Minister for Further and Higher Education of one case in which the student had travelled to Cork to avail of off-the-job training. He added that ATU Donegal has the potential to provide such services. Minister Niall Collins outlined work done to date and that 17 more staff members will be employed by ATU Donegal to further efforts.
Donegal Education and Training Board has apprentice training facilities in Gweedore and Letterkenny. Since 2021, our department has allocated over €1 million capital investment in Donegal Education and Training Board towards equipment and works. Workshop facilities have grown by over 40% from 2021. From 7 to 10 additional instructors have been brought in too, increasing from 7 in 2021 to 17 in 2024. This has enabled Phase 2 training capacity to increase by 100% from 190 in 2021 to 390 this year. Capacity is expected to increase further to 420 in 2025. The Atlantic Technological University in Donegal currently provides Phases 4 and 6 off-the-job electrical apprenticeship training. Capacity in ATU Donegal has grown by almost 170%. In the same period, instructor staff has increased from 5 to 12. So over the course of 2025, Atlantic Technological University Donegal is planning to hire a further 17 staff.
The time is 12 minutes past one. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Mark Gallagher is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll begin with Gaelic Games, and Donegal's Pádraig Mógán has been named the GAA Footballer of the Month for May. This Anoll's man was pivotal in Donegal's Ulster final win over Armagh in Clonus. He was also a key man in the win over Tyrone in the first game of the All-Ireland series. He chipped in with 3 points in Ballybofey that day. Mógán and Donegal's next assignment is an All-Ireland quarter-final clash with Louth this coming Sunday at Croke Park. That game has a 1:15 throw-in, and there will be live match coverage here on Highland with Oisin Kelly, Martin McHugh and Brendan Devaney. In soccer, England midfielder Jude Bellingham says there's no complacency in the squad after avoiding many of the higher-ranked nations in the Euro 2024 knockout stages. They'll face Slovakia in the last 16 and are on the other side of the draw to big hitters Spain, Germany, Portugal and France. Bellingham says they're ready for the challenge ahead.
Sometimes when you play against some of the nations who come at you a little bit more, it's a bit more open. So I think it'll be an interesting game. It'll be one that obviously we're confident we have enough in the room to win. And I know that the performances haven't been as good as they can be in the first three games. But I think it's a great opportunity for us to kind of get back to the level that we need to be at.
Meanwhile, England defender Mark Gahey is backing manager Gareth Southgate. The side were booed by some fans after Tuesday's goalless draw with Slovenia. But Gahey says the group are more galvanised than ever.
He's been fantastic. I think if you look at his record, it speaks for itself. Everyone's behind the manager, that's for sure. We've got a really close, tight-knit group just focused on, you know, the next game. And, you know, I think everyone's just really appreciative of the manager.
There are no Euros games today or tomorrow as the last 16 ties get underway on Saturday evening. On to golf, Padraig Harrington is just 2 shots off the lead on the opening day of the US Senior Open. With 5 to play of his first round in Connecticut, he is 5 under par. Japan's Hiroyuki Fujita is the course leader on 7 under par. Tom McKibben opened with a level par round of 71 at the Italian Open. There's a 3-way tie for the lead on 7 under par, with Andrea Pavan, Sebastian Friedrichsen and Gunnar Wiebe all shooting rounds of 64. In darts, Meath's Keane Barry and Limerick's Willie O'Connor represent Ireland at the World Cup of Darts later. They take on Lithuania in their first Group E contest from 7:40. In athletics, Rashida Adeleke has been confirmed for the 100 metres at this weekend's national championships. She'll be joined in Santry by all of her fellow members of the European medal-winning mixed relay team and the women's relay teams. However, European 1500 metre gold medalist Kira McGeehan will skip this weekend as she focuses on recovery ahead of next month's Olympics. And in tennis, Andy Murray's team say they'll make a decision on his fitness as late as possible to give him a chance of playing at Wimbledon. They say he's recovering well after having back surgery and has started training again. If Murray does not play at Wimbledon, it's expected to be the last time after the former world number one suggested he'll retire this year. And finally, on the score this evening, we'll be looking ahead to the National Senior Athletics Championships with our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. We'll also look forward to Donegal's All-Ireland quarter-final clash with Louth in Croke Park on Sunday. Former Donegal midfielder John Gilday will be previewing that action. And we'll look at the soccer scene as the League of Ireland returns after last week's break. We'll hear from former Finharp skipper Declan Boyle. That's all on the score that tonight between 7 and 8 o'clock. In the meantime, have a very good evening. Kitty.
Thanks, Mark. And now for weather, blustery this evening with outbreaks of rain and fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds reaching gale force in coastal parts of the north and west. Scattered showers continuing tonight with westerly winds becoming light to moderate overnight, lows of 9 to 11 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, two teenagers have been killed on the island of Ireland in the past 24 hours as a result of road traffic collisions, one in Derry and one in Waterford. Coleman Legal, the organisation who are taking legal action on behalf of homeowners affected by defect of concrete, have confirmed they are taking up a new case. The Donegal Garda Division is seeing major changes from the autumn, and the Ceann Comhairle threatened to suspend the Dáil this afternoon as things became too ahead between Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. That's all for now. We'll be back with more at 6. Chris Ashmore has all the latest farming news and views after the obituary notices. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, June 27th. The death has taken place of Colleen McFadden, née Munley, 44 Charles Road, Brierley Hill, Birmingham, Ballina, St. Cross Molina and Falcarra, County Donegal. Colleen will return home to 44 Charles Road, Brierley Hill on Sunday at 1 p.m. Colleen will leave the house for Stourbridge Cemetery on Monday at 3 p.m. Refreshments afterwards at the Liberal Club, 153 High Street, Quarry Bank, Brierley Hill. The death has occurred of Willie Ward, Teeve Devon, Clohan. He will repose at his home from 6 p.m. today. Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. on Saturday in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary at 9 p.m. nightly, with family time from after the rosary until 11 a.m. The funeral mass can be viewed on Cha Pubble Columbkill Nifa Facebook page. The death has occurred of William McLaughlin, Clamperland, Ard Ban, Ballymagan, Buncrana. William's remains will repose at his home from 6 p.m. today. Funeral from there on Saturday, leaving at 10 past 10 in the morning, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. The death has occurred of Colm McGee, 28 Burwood, Buncrana, and formerly of Savory, Buncrana and Kent, England. Colm's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Eileen Gallagher, née Kennedy, Drumleen, Lifford, and formerly of 5 Albert Terrace, Main Street, Lifford, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 p.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Murlog, Lifford at 2 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and on the day of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Sadie Gillen, née Doherty, Breda Glen, Moville. Sadie's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning for 11 a.m. funeral mass in St. Columba's Church, Ballinacrae, Moville, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary at 9 p.m. with family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family Flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Later, we'll hear about an Arrivo Farm Profitability Programme Focus Farm Walk. But first, this week saw Arrivo hosting a special day of celebrations at its Crossroad Killigordon premises on Tuesday to mark Donegal Creamery's 125th anniversary. The East Donegal plant is one of Ireland's largest volume liquid milk plants, producing 140 million litres of milk annually. Well, I was in Killigordon for the occasion and I spoke with Stephen Blewett, General Manager of Arrivo's dairy business, to find out more.
So from the site here in Killigordon, we supply one quarter of all the liquid milk which is consumed in the Republic of Ireland. We do our main brands of Donegal Creameries and Conagel Milk, and it is supplied by 270 farming families, predominantly from the Donegal county, but we also take in milk from other parts of Connacht. We have a fantastic team here based in Killigordon, and then a large number of van delivery people and agents delivering our milk fresh daily all around the country.
And it is a significant employer here in East Donegal.
It's one of our major employees here, particularly in the region we operate. We'd like to think we're a good, loyal employer. We wouldn't have got the growth we've had over the past 125 years without commitment of our loyal employees and our loyal milk suppliers supplying us with the milk, the raw material.
Now, Arrivo has put a lot of investment into this plant here in Killigordon, and from an environmental point of view as well, you've taken measures there. This is one of the most modern plants of its kind in Europe.
It is. We have invested significantly. In 2012, Arrivo, formerly Conagel Co-op, purchased Donegal Creameries. And in the past 12 years, we've invested €10 million in capital expenditure into improving our facilities from a production capacity point of view and an environmental point of view, as well as the ongoing investments, paying out our milk checks every month and paying out our wages every week to the people who we depend on supplying our milk and processing our milk into the iconic brand of Donegal Creameries milk bottles and cartons that we deliver around the country daily. In Ireland, approximately 560 million litres of liquid milk is consumed annually, and approximately 140 million litres comes out of the site here in Killigordon. So we'd be the second largest liquid milk facility on the island of Ireland and a major player.
And just to explain to people who mightn't be au fait with it, just to elaborate on liquid milk as opposed to people just saying milk.
Okay, yeah, very, very good question. I suppose my farming background, I think people know that off by heart, but in reality, liquid milk is to ensure that we have fresh milk on everyone's table and everyone's cornflakes 365 days of the year. So what that involves is generally a cow will produce milk for 9 months of the year. So manufacturing milk or spring-based milk is where the cow calves in February. The farmer works hard all year round, but particularly February till October, producing milk in a manufacturing spring milk system. But on the liquid milk side, you have to have a number of cows within the herd who are calving not only in February of the year, but also all year round, particularly in the back end of the year in October. So a liquid milk supplier needs to ensure they have the same amount of milk leaving their yard every morning, Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, 365 days of the year, coming to our site here in Killigordon, whereas manufacturing milk, they generally dry off for the winter period and it reduces their workload. In the winter months of November, December and January. So basically liquid milk is, it's longer hours, it's calving more regularly throughout the year, a higher cost base as well. And so we're thankful that our suppliers are willing to do that, because the reality is you sell as much milk on the 20th of December as you do on the 20th of May.
And here today, 125th anniversary, Revo has put on a programme of events. So maybe just tell us a little bit about what has been happening.
So we're celebrating all week long in conjunction with yourselves, Highland Radio, with prizes all week long to highlight our 125th anniversary. And then today, Tuesday, we've invited local milk suppliers, our local neighbours who thankfully have huge understanding for the busy environment that we operate here, and staff members and other parts of our liquid milk supply chain are all invited to a tour around the facility to see what we do here and how we turn the fresh milk, which arrives in a truck each morning, into bottled fresh Donegal Creamery's milk, which leaves the site 7 hours later and travels around the country. So we're delighted to be able to show people what our hard-working team in Killygordon do each day.
And that was Stephen Blewett, General Manager of Arrivo's dairy business. Well, a number of tours of the Killygordon facilities were conducted on the day, which gave people a fascinating insight into the workings of the plant. Steve Giles, Head of Operations, Consumer Foods, Arrivo, spoke to me about the investment that has taken place in recent years.
Yeah, we're now one of the largest liquid milk plants in Ireland. It's a phenomenal testament to Arrivo and the business. So we're doing a range of products. We do anything from cream all the way through to whole milk, low fats. We do fortified milks as well, and protein as well. So a whole range. We do 162 different products here. So and over 12 lines. So there's a lot of activity. It's a very busy site now. About 140 million litres is what we'll be producing this year.
People are familiar with Donegal Creameries and the logo and Daisy and also Connacht Gold. And then you do a number of other brands as well.
Yeah, we deal with all the retailers. And then we have our Connacht Gold brands, and we've recently taken over Arrowbone Dairies as well. And we're producing the Dawn brand as well.
So how many production lines are there in the plant?
There's 12 production lines in total. And then we run two shifts here. So we're running basically round the clock for 6 days of the week. We're pasteurising in the region of about 500,000 litres of milk every day.
What have the challenges been over the last couple of years? Because like everybody, you would have faced increased costs.
Well, we've done some huge investment, and we're very, very focused on sustainability. So back in 2019, we put in some heat pump technology, which saw our carbon footprint drop by about 80%. In last year, we put in new biogas boilers, and we have the opportunity then to go completely carbon neutral on the plant. So it'll be carbon neutral manufacturing here.
And the whole organic sector, that has increased dramatically over the last number of years, and I suppose the projections are for continued growth there.
Yeah, there's some good growth in organic. We've seen we're actually the largest organic producer on the island, so we've got a fair proportion of that sales portfolio. So we deal with a lot of organic farmers, and there is continuing growth into that part of the market.
And tell us a little bit just about the packaging, because it has evolved as well.
In terms of the plastic, we're looking at recycled material. We've recently had the tethered cap legislation, so all the tethered caps have gone in terms of sustainability as well. And then our carton packaging is fully sustainable. It's made from sugarcane, so it's something which is we're huge proud of as well, you know.
Steve Giles, Head of Operations, Consumer Foods, Arrivo. In other news, farmers in the Republic who flout the new fertiliser import regulations risk incurring fines of up to €5,000 and the loss of 100% of their CAP payments. That's the stark message this week from Ted Massey, Senior Inspector at the Department of Agriculture's Nitrates and Biodiversity Division. And finally, Friday the 28th of June sees a Focus Farm walk. It's on the farm of Martin and Lisa Alexander in Crossroads, Killygordon. Here's James McCabe from the Chagos Arrivo Farm Profitability Programme.
Martin and Lisa are the new Arrivo focus farmers for the Donegal area as part of the next tranche of the Arrivo joint programme. They are new entrants into milk, and on the day we will be discussing the conversion of the farm, the grass, the cows, the time and the effort needed to run the farm, and we will also have a session on water quality, which will be a qualifying event as part of Arrivo's new Future Milk Sustainability Bonus Scheme. So that's on the farm of Arrivo Focus Farmers, Martin and Lisa Alexander, Crossroads, Killygordon, on Friday the 28th of June at 11 a.m, and we hope to see you there.
Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.